Financial markets are watching Greece closely as the country's new left-wing government tries to negotiate a deal with its partners in the 19-country eurozone. Today, finance ministers from that group said they will hold a special meeting next week to discuss the debt from Greece's $270 billion bailout. The new government in Greece wants that debt cut in half. So far, the eurozone has said it will not agree to that. Officials from Greece and Germany met in Berlin this week, and the BBC's Jenny Hill reports on how Greeks and Germans are feeling about the new tensions between those two countries.
Two men hunch over plates piled high with gyros and chips. Next to them, the window steams. It's snowing outside. Every day in this Berlin restaurant, they dish up Greek food for hungry Germans. Little appetite here for austerity. Cuddling her three-month-old baby, Theodora, who's Greek, tells me what her country needs now is a new start. The Greeks don't want to beg for help, she says. They want help that comes voluntarily and in friendship. They don't want to be blackmailed. They want help so they can grow. And in a market just down the road, I find someone who agrees with her. As smoke drifts from the currywurst stand, Dennis tucks into his lunch.
I think it's important that they get time to get on their feet back again, so we should prolong their debt to repay, because they must become economically healthy and then they can pay in a longer time. I think that's very important.
But the mood in Germany is pretty unrelenting. Senior politicians and economists are clear. We've bent over backwards for Greece already, they argue. There'll be no debt relief.
Officially, the line from Angela Merkel is, let's wait and see what Greece wants. Here in the eurozone, what Germany decides really does matter.
Klaus-Peter Wilsch is one of Angela Merkel's conservatives.
This is not fair, what Tsipras is trying now. Of course, the Greek have made their choice. They went to the polls and they voted for a new government. This is their right. We call this democracy. But what is not right is that now the new government runs around in Europe and says, OK, we need some people who pay for the promises we gave the people. They have to pay it themselves.
What if Greece says, you know what, this is unacceptable, we're going to leave the eurozone?
This would be the best thing for both sides.
Back in the Greek restaurant, they're preparing salad in the kitchen. For now, they wait to see what Greece wants, what Germany will give, and what kind of concessions it'll demand in return.
The BBC's Jenny Hill with that postcard from Germany. By the way, Germany's finance minister has offered to send 500 tax collectors to help Athens collect taxes from wealthy Greeks to help pay that debt back. Greece's finance minister, though, is warning about the rise of Nazism in Greece if the eurozone fails to hear the voices of the Greek electorate, who recently voted in that left-wing government.